I am so excited. I can't believe it's happening. I'm a beautician.
Glamour technician.
Glamour technician.
And I'll have you know you are working in the most successful shop in this town. Because I have a strict philosophy that I have stuck to for 15 years. There is no such thing as natural beauty.
There is no such thing as natural beauty.
You remember that, or we're all out of a job. Well, just look at me, now. It takes some effort to look like this.
Oh, I can see that.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. You just heard Dolly Parton and Daryl Hannah in a scene from the movie Steel Magnolias. From haircutting and coloring to merchandise sales, hair salons are big business. Their reliance on repeat customers is almost unequaled by any other retail operation. How are salons changing with the times, and what will the industry look like by the year 2020? Here to look at the business of beauty salons is our contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's nice to see you, Paul, and your haircut is lovely today.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Let's do an overview of the hair salon market, and I know that we will be looking at the numbers.
So we're going to look at some really good data here. Our data is from the Hair and Nail Salons Market Research Report, which came out in June 2013. In the United States, this is close to a $50 billion market. The annual growth between 2008 and 2013 was 2%, so it has been a steadily growing market. The employment numbers are close to 2 million people in the industry with about 1.2 million businesses. And as we're looking at predictions for the next 5 to 6 years, we're seeing an annual increase of 3%. What's interesting about this, Paul, is that what I've been reading is that now that there's declining unemployment, that per capita income is going up, people are starting to spend more and more on hair salons and ancillary products like manicures, pedicures, facials, hair modification treatments, and massages. So it's really an industry where we're seeing a lot of growth. And one of the interesting things I read was forget manufacturing employment figures and consumer confidence surveys. The state of American hair will tell you how the economy is doing. So there you go.
Well, let's talk about the demographics. Where are we seeing the most consumer demand?
Right. So the largest households and older householders are the best customers for personal care services. So we're really looking at householders aged 35 to 64. They're spending close to 15% more than anyone else on these products. Married couples without children at home, most of them are empty nesters. We know why. The kids have made us gray and have given us wrinkles. We need this personal care. And so that's where we're seeing a lot of the demand coming from. Every month, over 100 million Americans visit hair salons. That is an astronomical number, and it is a repeat business. It really is. And I like this part of the demographics because big companies and small companies can really compete in this industry. Small companies can really successfully compete because they can offer technical superiority or they can have great locations. So we're seeing some very interesting things come up in terms of how you can have small companies and large companies compete.
And what does it take to start a hair salon? How much does it cost?
Right.
And you know, looking at the business side of it.
And so there's a couple ways. You could actually buy into a franchise. You could buy an existing location. If you were going to start from the ground up, you'd look at a $100,000 cost, really just to get going. And some of the keys are you want to make sure that you have a location that's accessible, you have an environment that's conducive to relaxing. I mean, this should not be on a major highway.
There's a reason why they say, Calgon, take me away.
Exactly. There's a big branding and marketing behind this. Convenience, offering a wide range of services, and reputation. So when you look at what you're buying, you could actually buy into one, or you can start from the ground up. And I think there's a lot of opportunities in this business.
And what are some of the hot trends in the industry?
So when we're looking at hot trends, and I, you know, trends to me really tell you where things are going and what's happening. Here's the latest on the street. These are called blow-dry bars or blowout bars. And what happens is for $30 or so, you go in. These entities are just places you go in, you get a wash, a blow-dry, a style, and you go. So they're leaving the cutting and all the coloring to the salons. Those are much longer services. This is almost like take your coffee break and get your hair done. It's a very interesting technique and a new business trend that's happening all over the place. We're seeing some stylists who are receiving 70% take versus usually the 50-50 split. So if you have stylists who are making more, they're definitely going to work harder. We're also seeing a lot of salons that are offering very modern and informative websites as a younger generation is web surfing. Extensions and weaves are very hot. People are really into that. I mean, and there's real hair extensions. There are synthetic extensions. And also keratin straightening and smoothing services. There's a really big demand for sort of the frizz-free look. So, and finally, to suit you, Paul, men want upscale personal grooming too. And a number of people are really providing catered upscale barbershops for men.
I won't go anywhere without personal upscale grooming. Rebecca Harris, as always, our business correspondent. Thanks for joining us.
It was a pleasure.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.